Mike Doty, the former member of Soul Coughing in the 1990s, is our guest today. He continues his way with words on the new album Golden Delicious. In a bit, we're going to dip into the question jar as well, as Mike has been known to do in his solo live shows, and answer some questions from audience members. Mike has an amazing facility with words, using them to enhance the rhythm of the music. I began our conversation by asking him how he writes those lyrics.
I keep notebooks and just write things down all the time. And generally, I work from like just little tiny phrases, 3 words, 6 words, 10 words. And then as I write melodies and stuff, I plug them in, find titles, find choruses, find little bits of verses. And then I kind of sand it away, smooth it away until I find something that makes sense.
Scrap is here with you today.
Livingston playing the cello.
On the cello. And so are you want to do some new things?
Yeah.
Sure.
This song called I Just Want the Girl in the Blue Dress to Keep on Dancing.
Now, this one's been on your website for a bit.
Available. Yeah, it's been up there on the old MySpace page.
Mike Doty.
Frat boys gone to dogs, brawling and sparring. Blue girl dance for me. The empty floor and I sing ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. I love you baby fat ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Your fucking nose is where it's at ba-rum-pa-dum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. And I assess the essence of the mess, the perfect hourglass of my loneliness. Yes, and I don't care to count my chances. I just want the girl in the blue dress to keep on dancing. What is this happiness? Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. It was not ever thus. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. I will prevail for you. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Behind the mic I'm burning too. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. And yeah, I'm just a zip code man. Got my house and I'll stay in if I can. But I don't care to keep my fences. I just want the girl with the blue dress to keep on dancing. Essence of the mess, the perfect hourglass of my happiness. Yes, and I don't care to count my chances. I just want the girl in the blue dress. I just want the girl in the blue dress. I just want the girl in the blue dress to keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. To keep on dancing. To keep on dancing.
Mike Doty's live on the cafe, and just when you thought you were safe from ba-rum-pa-dum-dum, it's back. I just want the girl in the blue dress to keep on dancing. Was there a moment that inspired that?
Yeah, there was a girl in the blue dress. She was dancing. And, you know, if you're a musician, at least in my life, there's been this recurring scene of you look out and there's this beautiful woman dancing and you feel this like connection and it's amazing. And it's like, this is why I play music. Then you go back into the dressing room and you're drinking a water. You come back out and the house is clear. Empty plastic cups all over the floor. It's gone. You get on the bus and watch a movie.
So the illusion is the same for everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Interesting. Well, one of the things you've been doing, which I think is just fantastic is this question jar tour.
Yeah.
Where you travel around and you put a jar and everybody in the crowd puts questions in. And how's that been going?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's like they asked me, you know, the big old they, the business they,
yeah,
to come up with something special for a tour last November and December. And this was just what I blurted out. No idea if it would work. No idea if it would be a complete disaster. And it worked great.
Well, I've decided to make my job easier today, and I went around the office.
Oh, my.
And asked my colleagues for Mike Doty questions. So they're all in the jar. And how does this work?
Scrap pulls one out and reads it, and then I attempt to answer it as truthfully as I can.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think Ray Charles would have been a better musician if he weren't blind?
No, dude. I saw him, like, just before the big Ray Charles craze happened. You know, it was he was playing a benefit at the Museum of Natural History, which was bizarre.
Hmm.
And he played... see, this is what you get as long-winded answers. So.
This is good.
So so I went with a friend of mine whose wife worked at the museum. We walk in, we sit down, and the lights go down, and this band comes on, and I was just horrified. Three guys in tuxedos, cheesiest sounds you ever heard in your life. I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. 5 minutes into their vamp or whatever, a guy walks Ray out to the keyboard. And he's sort of boredly saying into the mic, "You are about to witness the genius, Ray Charles, the greatest blah, 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 number of hit singles, blah, blah." Just completely bored, just sits him down. Ray's just kind of there, you know, he doesn't look impressed. And then he hits one note on his keyboard, and I was like, oh, my God. Because it was one of the cheesiest sounds on a synthesizer you ever heard in your life. So I was like, oh, no. Oh, man, this is going to be terrible. Then within a bar, he is playing some of the most incredible music with the corniest sound you could possibly imagine. It was just amazing. It was like, how did you do that? Some of the songs, like some of the big hits, like Georgia on Your Mind, rendered into an abstraction. Like he played for like 5 minutes, just soloing. You didn't really know what the heck was going on. Then all of a sudden he goes the whole day through, just like in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then he was listening to his watch, and it was really weird. Like, wow, is this some kind of tempo thing, or he's digging the sound of his watch? Then I realized he's got some kind of blind guy watch that if he sticks it to his ear, it'll tell him the time.
And he knew how long he had to be on stage,
yep,
probably, too.
Yep. Yeah. The hype man came out, super bored as ever, grabs him by the arm. You have just witnessed the genius of Ray Charles.
Okay, but what does that have to do with whether he's blind or not?
Well, see, now you go too far.
Oh, okay. I'm expecting real answers, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think he would be better if he weren't blind. He's pretty damn good.
Okay, let's try another question from the question jar.
Most innovative new artist.
Most innovative new artist?
Question mark.
Most innovative new artist?
Yeah, usually we scold the crowd if there are questions without question marks in them. I love Jose Gonzalez. I think he's amazing.
Well, we're in that camp too.
Cool.
Okay, two from the question jar. We'll get to some more as we hear more music from Mike Doty, who's got a wonderful new album out called Golden Delicious. And what's next?
Let's play 27 Jennifers. I went to school with 27 Jennifers. 16 Jens, 10 Jennies, and then there was her. You might be the one that I've been seeking for. You might be the strange, delightful. You might be the girly who shall end all girls. You might be the sweet, unspiteful. I rode the bus with 27 Jennifers. 16 Jens, 10 Jennies throwing shade at her. Mmm.
You might be the sweet on spiteful. You might be the one that I've been seeking for. You might be the strange, delightful. You might be the girly who shall end all girls. You might be the sweet, unspiteful. You might be the one that I've been seeking for. You might be the strange, delightful. You might be the girly who shall end all girls. You might be the sweet, unspiteful. 27 Jennifers.
Another one of the tunes from Golden Delicious from Mike Doty is our guest. Originally did a version on Rockety Roll.
Rockety Roll, yeah.
And brought that back. Now, I'm kind of in awe of what's happened with your career.
Really?
So, yeah, I think you've really maintained who you are all along, and it almost seems like there was a plan. I mean, you detoxified, you went out in your car, you did this real homemade recording.
Yeah.
It kind of got out there pretty well for
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
You got signed to a fairly, you know, respectable label. You've done quite well with Hottie Melodic, and
sure.
And sold out shows here in Philadelphia and all that. Was there a plan, do you think, or is there...
Life got better when I stopped having plans. I used to have a lot of plans, and they never turned out. So eventually, I mean, when I dropped out of Soul Coughing, it was like, there's really nothing else I can do, you know? Warner Brothers dropped me, and so I really didn't have a choice but to get on the road and try and play songs and, you know, make a buck and pay the rent. And then just gradually things started rolling. So, I mean, I'm apt to take an extreme left turn at some point in the near future, horrifying the people that I work with in the music business. But,
well, it seems pretty straight course at the moment for whatever reason.
Yeah, and
as long as you're happy with the way the straight course is going, that's good.
Absolutely.
You don't want an artist doing what they don't want to do. Let us go back to our questions in the question jar, which is we're inspired by the tour that Mike has been on answering questions from the audience. So we ask our World Cafe ites to contribute some.
What are your memories of the new school?
Oh, well...
you should tell what that is.
The New School is it's a university in New York that I went to. Smoking weed with Ani DeFranco was a lot of fun. I had a teacher named Sekou Sundiata who was just amazing, affected my life in so many ways. You know, there's always, when I'm writing something he said falls into my head and guides me. You know, it's really like he just had a template that I'm still living by.
That was actually a question from somebody who was a classmate of yours there.
Oh, so, really?
So who works here. So
wow.
Maybe we'll you'll meet her later.
Cool.
Who knows? Mike Doty is playing live with Scrap Livingston on the cello. Scrap, are you a bass player as well? Because you've got...
I am.
Yeah, I thought so.
And guitar.
Yeah. You got a little bit of it all there on the cello.
So, yeah.
It's like a perfect in the middle instrument.
Yes.
It is versatile.
So what's up?
We're going to do a song called Fort Hood, which is Fort Hood is a military base in Texas, and it's the one that's lost the most people in the war. I'd rather watch movie stars get fat. I'd rather hang up the flag and be done with it. I'd rather keep the fire and the frenzy out of my mind. I'd rather take sides in an argument. I'd rather crank up the bass in a dark basement. I'd rather leave the mobs and the murder in a ditch.
distant land. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. The sun shine in. My vote's a bet in a football pool. Five on the red, six on the blue. Wake up, fool, there's no time for shouting match. I smell blood and there's no blood around. Blanked out eyes and the blanked out sound. I see them coming back, motionless in an airport lounge. Let the sun shine in. Shining, the sun shining. Well, you should be getting stoned with a prom dress, girl. You should still believe in the endless world. Or you should blast young Jeezy with your friends in a parking lot. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shining, the sun shining. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. The sun shining. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. The sun.
Another one of the new songs from Mike Doty from Golden Delicious, that is Fort Hood. Now, you were an Army brat?
Yeah, I grew up, my dad was in the Army, was in Vietnam.
And you you spent some time at West Point, or, I mean...
Yeah, I from sixth grade on, I lived at West Point. My dad, actually, he taught in the history department, he became the head of the history department after a few years.
Wow, which would make, of course, seemingly make you sympathetic to the plight of
absolutely
of soldiers, yeah.
But more so than anything else, what I saw, you know, growing up, I was born in 1970, and so basically all the adult males that were around had post-traumatic stress disorder, completely undiagnosed. You know, in fact, when those guys who lived up in the woods started showing up in like 80, 81, there was this sense of disdain from, you know, most of the Army officers around. But there was a lot of rage, bottled up rage, strange behavior that, you know, I guess I thought I was normal when I thought was normal when I was like 8 years old. But now you look back on it, it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And these would have been officers, too. So
they were officers, yeah.
Imagine that, yeah. I guess everybody was out in the same kind of situation
there.
Absolutely.
That were
probably in this one, too. Okay. Should we go back to our question jar?
Scrap, let's have another from the jar.
What note was sounded as the world began?
I'm going to say an E major chord. So I think, and if, I think he actually started on the A string, so it would be a B.
You know, B flat is the lowest frequency in the universe.
I've heard people say B flat was the. But one can only imagine it in umpteen octaves lower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've solved that one. That was quick and easy. That was good.
There you go.
Yeah. And we got another one?
That's a great question. What was your first instrument?
It was the, well, I guess the recorder in the fourth grade, if that counts.
The first one you got to choose, though. How about that?
Oh, guitar. Bass, actually.
Bass, okay.
It was bass, yeah.
Okay. Mike Doty is our guest, and we are interspersing questions from the question jar with new songs from Golden Delicious, and I guess we got another one.
This song is called Navigating by the Stars at Night, and I wrote it when I had finished the album. My notebooks were dry. I had nothing to work from. So I read Garcia Marquez, Love in the Time of Cholera, and underlined words that I like and sort of threw them together in some semblance of a narrative. ¶¶
live on the fat man's dime. Stevedores, they're the chair you ride. Show mercy, girl. Show the ghost to me. Your ornaments and Jim Crackery. Navigating with the stars at night, and navigating with the stars at night, and na na na. Navigating with the stars at night, navigating with the stars at night. Navigating with the stars at night, and navigating with the stars at night, and na na na. Navigating with the stars at night, and navigating with the stars at night. You made your bones in these dicky burbs. Gritty days, they mock the worst slur. Lemonade and gulps on balcony. Lang. Strange birds in the trees. Navigating with the stars at night, and navigating by the stars at night, and a na na na. Navigating with the stars at night, and navigating by the stars at night. Medicating in a minivan, I'm medicating in a minivan, I'm a ma ma ma. Medicating in a minivan, I'm medicating in a minivan.
Navigating to the Stars at Night is another new one from Mike Doty, who's playing live today. And these are all tunes that are on Golden Delicious, the new one. And that's an interesting way to jog yourself writing. You mentioned earlier working with Sekou Sundiata when you were at the New School, who was a poet. And did he try to help you with creativity, that kind of thing, different ways to jumpstart? Or how did you learn those things?
In terms of like cut-ups, that's just like the old William Burroughs trick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, not that I did the formal. I tried actually cutting things up, but I guess I'm a messy cutter, so it just ended up, I just had them written on a legal pad, and I just went through and circled the ones that I thought were awesome.
Any other techniques you use?
Just other than the nothing weird, really.
Mm.
Nothing weird, yeah.
Just putting together the phrases you may have saved.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Big old sheaf of them.
Mike Doty, our thanks to Mike for talking with us, and congratulations on the new album, Golden Delicious. He will begin a 6-week tour with his band on March 12th in Northampton, Massachusetts. Coming up from Brooklyn, New York, it's the band Yesayer. We get back here to the World Cafe.